So, how does bhakti invert social hierarchy? See, inverts in the sense that whatever is considered socially low, that is considered high within bhakti. So, for example, we have Bali Maharaj, who is a demon, and Shukracharya, who is the guru, a brahmana. But from the Bhagavatam's narrative, it is Shukracharya who is shown as attached, and Bali Maharaj, despite being a demon, is shown to be wiser than a brahmana. So in the normal hierarchy, a brahmana is higher than a kshatriya. A priest is higher than a demon. But Bali Maharaj shows himself, is seen to be higher. Same way, Vritrasur and Indra. Vritrasur is asura and Indra is a deva. But again, the hierarchy is inverted, where Vritrasur is shown to be more spiritually exalted than Indra. And then this is at the 6th canto, 7th canto. So we have the story of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad is shown to be not just higher than the deva, he showed higher than all the devatas. Not all the devatas, not just all the even all the rishis. Even Narad Muni submits to Hiranyakashipu temporarily, but Prahlad doesn't submit. And in the 10th canto, the gopis are simply cowherd girls, cowherd women. But they are actually revealed to be the topmost devotees. So now the Bhagavatam invert, the bhakti inverts social hierarchy means that which is considered lower within social hierarchy is acknowledged as higher if those people have devotion. So Parikshit even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Gaur Leela, we have Ramananda as a Shudra and a Grahastha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyasi and a Brahmana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears from Ramananda. At the same time, there is also the, although spiritually bhakti transcends social hierarchy, but there is also the concern for preserving social order. That's why Krishna, even when the gopis come to meet him, at the end of the pastime, when Krishna, the rasla gets over and the gopis go back, their husbands think that the gopis were there with them only. The Krishna arranges in such a way that initially it appears the gopis are going and the husbands are opposing and they are upset. But whereas the gopis slip away and go, the husband thinks that the gopis have not gone. The gopis think we have left the husbands behind and we have gone and our husbands will be upset with us. But the husbands think we were successful in restraining them. And when the gopis come back, the husband thinks they had just gone out somewhere and just now came back. They had gone out in them. They were with us throughout the night and then they left and they just come back. So basically Krishna arranges in a mystical way to not disrupt dharma, not disrupt social order. But in a spiritual sense, social order is transcended. But in a social sense, the social order is not disrupted by Krishna. So there is both that protection of preservation of dharma and the transcendence of dharma, which goes simultaneously by the inconceivable potency of Krishna. Does that answer your question?